You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court Podcast, Season 4, Episode Number. Stevie, where the hell are we at?
We in Episode 2, baby.
Episode 2. Technical difficulties, but we're here.
What? What's technical?
We supposed to have the video for the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. It's a good episode. The uncut version.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll get that out soon.
It's an NFT.
Yeah, it's an NFT.
We gotta figure that out, how to get it on the blockchain.
What's up, guys?
Nothing much, you know.
If we would have recorded when we were supposed to, y'all would have had a lot of shit to talk.
No. We're already in that bad rotation situation. We are getting right into the fact that our starters suck.
It's still 55?
Facts.
Okay. We're talking about the Knicks here.
Still 55. Because analyzing the game, Kemba don't know when to pick his spots. So then the last game, he heard all the chatter, so he went off and had like 20 in the first quarter, but then Rand on RJ didn't touch the ball at all, and then like Rand finished with like maybe 9 points, RJ with like 2 or something like that. So they just need to figure out a balance. They need time to gel together. They need to build the chemistry, because Randall doesn't, and then whenever they start losing, Randall thinks, I have to do it all by myself. This is not last year's team, so you don't have to do it like that. They also need to find more minutes for Obi Toppin. He is
really
good. I'm
going to change the name of this podcast.
To the Knicks?
Just some Knicks shit, just for Cap.
Yeah. The Lakers stink.
We always need a bang bong.
The Lakers stink. Anthony Davis is disinterested. He don't want to play.
Are you guys watching the Lakers?
Knicks on the Court podcast.
He's playing way more aggressive.
He plays no defense, though.
He's playing way more aggressive. You're watching clips of few times that somebody who's known for playing defense, who they just take a play off and niggas make it seem like that's him the whole time. AD's out there playing, man.
Yo,
the record doesn't show, that's all.
Well, I wouldn't be too concerned about the Knicks, as we're falling back to where we needed to be, which we're a 500 team, or a little better. But we have the potential to be much better than
55.
That. The problem is we don't have a setup man for the point guard role. Every point guard that comes in is a scorer. Maybe the only person that's going to look to pass out would be Quickly right now, but him throwing lobs and floaters is because he can't finish at the basket.
You had a setup.
If you mention that name, if you mention that name again,
he's not good. He's good at setting up Randall.
I swear to God, I'm leaving.
He's good at making.
That's it. I'm going home. Don't ever mention him. We had a Frank Ntilikina is killing in Dallas.
But I told you that
Phoenix is having the same problem with him that we had, the same complaints.
Ooh.
With Elfrid Payton that we had. Just the fact that he's lazy, he gets distracted, and on offense, he can't commit to your offense at all. So he doesn't add anything to your offense.
Forget
now, Kemba
him.
Does, but he doesn't set up Randall.
No,
once we set up Randall,
he has
properly,
to develop the chemistry. The thing is, this bench has chemistry because they played together all year, last year and this year. Remember, Rose was on the bench. Quick and Rose and Obi. That was the bench last year. So that's why they got that chemistry. And Burks.
Yep.
So that's why when they play together, they move the ball, they throwing alleys, they doing shit. The starters just thrown with each other right now. And Randall's used to just being, it was Randall and RJ, that's the only two, and they don't really mesh well together. And but my biggest thing about all this Knicks shit is I want to see the video. Kevin Knox and Miles Bridges draft workout, the one-on-one. The reason why we picked Kevin Knox over Miles Bridges is because Kevin Knox absolutely destroyed him in the one-on-one and the draft workout for the Knicks, the private workout. Mm-hmm. Destroyed him. and repicked Knox over Bridges. I want to see that video. I want to see how bad it is.
If the Knicks were about to draft me, I wouldn't play that hard.
Yeah?
At that time, I wouldn't play that hard. I wouldn't be that motivated.
We made an all-star.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah.
We made an all-star. Kristaps Porzingis.
Miles Bridges is going to the all-star game to see if he keeps it up.
Him and Obi went windmill for windmill.
That was great.
That nigga's going to win most improved.
Obi looks great, though.
No, Miles Bridges.
Obi looks good.
Obi looks good. Y'all got to stop using him like a sideshow act. Like, he's like an actor in the show. You bring because him off the bench.
Our best player plays ahead of him.
Catches a lob and then send him back down.
This is what happened last year in Charlotte. The Knicks was down. The bench brought him back in. Mm-hmm. As soon as he tied the game with the windmill, Chip said, okay, Randall. And then they scored 5 straight points.
So y'all got to learn to play them together.
Tibbs doesn't want to. Even though in the preseason when they played together, they were unstoppable.
You know the only thing about it? When that will happen, he has to hit the outside shot.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it does matter. Because after he gets those dunks. Yeah,
and plus.
Because he has to make the shot.
And he cuts off the ball. Like, he's constant motion. Mm-hmm. That's why he's always going to get easy buckets, because it's constant motion. He's just hustling everywhere. So that's a good thing.
He's like a 6'10 Kwan.
Now, enough about the Knicks. We can talk about the hottest team in the NBA.
The
Golden State Warriors?
The Golden State Warriors.
Because that's what I have at the top of
the
list.
Steph Curry with the amazing. The nigga shot the ball, turned around, pointed at the nigga like, you see it.
That's a my pick animation. For NBA champion.
You see it.
Get the fuck it. Let me get my chicken.
My pick. I already have it. It's on record. My pick for NBA champion.
MVP race is DeMar DeRozan.
That's my pick for MVP.
Stephen Curry in the lead and Kevin Durant is right there. It's 1A and 1B.
It's looking good for the Warriors.
You got to give it to Steph over KD because Steph is by himself and 11-1.
He is not by himself. He has Wiggins. He has Draymond. Draymond's an all-star. Okay. Wiggins is a first-round pick.
Yeah, but then Durant's playing with James Harden.
Okay.
James Harden is better than all of them.
Yeah, but combined, I'd rather take their depth.
Klay's coming back,
though. I'd rather take the Warriors' depth than James Harden.
Klay's coming back.
The Warriors together is better.
Gary Payton the second?
The second. What is up with that? Why is it the second? Why is it number two?
Chill.
Well, Gary Payton even knows that.
I don't look like Gary Payton.
So what? Because he ain't got it.
The mailman got it.
Hmm?
When he said the mailman.
Though,
because he's light skinned. Where do you get that nose from?
That's my area. That's my area. You don't get into that.
That fucking Shock G nose.
We don't get into that.
Did
that's
you track
my...
down if the Sonics played the Jazz that season?
I got.
Because he said the mailman.
Let me get in my my NBA TMZ bag. I gotta look at the next episode. I have.
And you know the mailman kind of pervy too.
We gonna get down to the bottom of this next week
and find out who his dad is, because he got more hops than his dad. Speaking of sons and hops, Bronny's kissing the rim.
Did you see your boy? Did you see your nephew?
I mean, he got to average more than fucking 6 points a game, though.
Bronny looking in the hoop.
Yeah, but he got to average more than 6 points a game.
They're going to get into the Miami. All the kids from the 2003 draft are going to meet up in the G League in Miami.
Yeah.
They're going to meet up in the Miami G League.
Nah, LeBron's going to put him on the Lakers G League, and then they're going to have the Zaire on the fucking...
The Jazz G League.
I was going to say something crazy, but I'm going to leave that alone.
The WNBA?
I'm going to leave that alone. They're going to have... Cayenne going to be out there on the Nuggets G League team.
The Nuggets G League is filthy.
Bosh don't got no sons, right?
No. He does?
They all got mad kids. He got a son somewhere. Now.
Carmelo Anthony got like 50 kids, though, bro. Like, illegitimate kids, too.
They going to all they, come
he
out.
Got, he got some
he got 20
France.
Jalen Roses.
He got some in Chicago. He got all over. He's... Nobody got more kids than him and Wade.
Isn't your daddy Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, but we don't speak.
He sent me in France. Frank might be Melo's son. You never know.
I'm not getting involved in this.
Who was homie on the Warriors that they said was Wilt Chamberlain's son? Who? What player was it? I saw a meme look just like Wilt Chamberlain.
Otto Porter.
It was Otto Porter. Yep.
Otto Porter got a $100 million contract. He fucking stinks. Worst contract in history.
Nah, I think he's going to turn the corner. Warriors going to take it.
My nigga Jordan Poole is nice. What else we got to cover before I...
The Chicago Bulls?
Before I limp out of here.
Looking amazing.
Don't try to leave before we cover the Bulls.
Now we got the biggest Bulls fan.
I had to take a food break when he said the Warriors are going to win the championship. They are going to win the championship. Everybody believe in that shit. Why?
Because Steph's amazing. Because
Steph Curry's amazing, and Klay Thompson is one of the best players. Yo, all
right. Most underrated players of all time. Yeah, I seen this debate online, and it's sure, don't get offended. The consensus online is, and I have to agree with this, Steph Curry is more exciting to watch than LeBron.
Right now.
Period. Even when LeBron...
Not young LeBron.
Young LeBron, he had some great dunks. I was watching
him. It's not even that.
But this Steph, I think, for me, I just feel like the shit that he does is way more exciting than a dunk.
Right now.
Period.
Because shooting...
The nigga does wild shit.
Hello, everyone's been more interested to watch the three-point contest the last few years than the dunk contest.
He's way more flamboyant than LeBron. That I think that's the difference.
Showmanship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The showmanship. He's more exciting.
But do you want to know why people? But do you want to know why it's acceptable for him to do it and LeBron not to?
Don't tell me because he's light-skinned. If you say because he's light-skinned, I'm leaving.
No, it's not even just that.
Oh, just that?
No, it's because LeBron is big and burly. And nobody wants to, all he does is dunk on people. All he does is run over people. And all Steph does is shoot over people and everything and point in the crowd and
he does wild and tricks dance on
you.
He
does, exactly. And if you ask me, he's way more flamboyant on the court and everybody loves him for it.
But nah, he is.
Bron does a few things, says one line, and everybody hates him for it.
No. Steph is disrespectful on the court.
Yeah.
It's not even flamboyant. It's disrespectful.
It's because he mixes you up while doing it. So you have the crossover available. You have the broken ankles. You also have the embarrassing moments where defenders are getting caught in those screens because he's always in motion.
Bro, this nigga shooting
threes. That offense looks great.
Pointing in the crowd, turning his back, sticking his tongue out, dancing, doing shimmies, all kind of shit.
Then you have the time that it takes from the shot release to the ball going into the basket. He has time to do entertaining stuff. It's not really considered a taunt like it is a dunker, which is unfair.
Speaking of flamboyant.
That's a taunting technical, all that shit that he does.
Nah, but they're not going to give it to him.
I know.
Listen, if that's the NFL, he'd have been suspended for 16 games. Let me tell you something.
The No Fun League?
Speaking of taunting, did you see Anthony Edwards go up to Steph before the game and tell a nigga, I'm going to get 50 on you? Mm-hmm. And Steph looked at him and said, okay. Mm-hmm. And then they could drop 48. Shout out to Anthony Edwards. I peeped that. He went up to Steph right before the game and said, yo, I'm going to get 50 tonight. And Steph looked at the nigga, made a face like, all right.
If they were in any other franchise, that would be the team to watch.
Minnesota has all these pieces, but they can't get it together.
They
can't. It wasn't Tibbs' fault. It's not this new coach's fault.
Who's all the pieces they have? They have three pieces.
What? They got D-Lo, who's an all-star.
D-Lo was hurt.
Carl Anthony, now. Who's mm-hmm. a fucking all-star. Mm-hmm. They got fucking...
And Anthony Edwards.
They got Anthony Edwards, who's really good. Mm-hmm. They got...
Larsa Pippen's baby daddy.
What's that dude, Culliver? He's good.
Okay. They got Malik Beasley.
They got...
Straight from jail, too.
Bro.
Okay, so now name all the other eight teams in the NBA. Name their
They have a horrible bench, and they have no pieces.
Just name any... Name
they were horribly put
name
together.
Me a team, name me a team in the Western Conference.
Pelicans. Portland.
Pelicans. Okay, well, Zion's hurt now. But they're playing where they are. Portland. Portland got CJ, Dame, Nurkic... Covington.
Oh,
excuse me.
Who else is that big of a gap?
Yo,
what's not that big of a gap? They don't even fucking come close to Damian Lillard and CJ. Those other guys over there.
Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns.
No,
those guys are playing better than both of them
right now.
Yeah, right now, and that's what we're talking about. We're in the now.
What happened? You over there having an old man moment?
Nah, they just sent me to Christ the King Girls High School.
Lauren's going on?
Yeah, she's playing Sierra Cannon in the Staples Center.
Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, December 4th.
Playing Bronny and them?
Yeah, she's playing them.
She's going to play Bronny?
Yeah.
We're definitely going to make some games. They're playing Malloy January 6th. You got
to go. Yeah, you going too. Y'all going, because that's my sleep time when those games are coming on.
I'll go. Basketball.
Are we going to talk about the game that we all attended?
What game?
Well, we'll get to that, because we got to talk about...
What game? You went to?
Yeah, he went. He got us lost.
Was there, motherfucker.
When I hexed y'all before I stepped in the garden.
Cole Anthony, bum-ass, scored 180.
Yo, the whole way we on the railroad, this is Jay. KD, aren't you mad you didn't come to the Knicks?
Aren't you mad you didn't come to the Knicks?
The whole way we walking through. As soon as we about to go in the garden, I looked up. I looked at Ewan. I said, This would be the game y'all lose.
Katie, are you mad you should come to the Knicks? We were 4-0 going into that
game. I said, this would be the game y'all lose. If they sure enough lost that game, I was going crazy for Cole. Y'all haven't been. Because I came in and hexed y'all.
Terrence Ross had 16 points in the fourth quarter that night.
Yo, listen, there's certain people that are Knicks killers. Terrence Ross is one of them.
He's been for years.
Fournier used to be one of them.
Me?
No, not you. Ish Smith is one of them. This is just random bums.
Ben Gordon's one of them.
Ben Gordon is definitely one of them.
It's just Ben Gordon isn't a bum, but there's always like some random nondescript bum that just drops 80 on the Knicks every year.
Ricky Rubio smoked y'all.
Ricky Rubio is not a bum though.
It's not a bum, but you become a superstar.
Ricky's not a bum, but goddamn, he smoked y'all. I don't know why he took that ninth three. He didn't have to do that.
Evan fucking Mobley is fucking good.
Yeah, Evan Mobley's really good.
He, Cade Cunningham stinks. Nope. Mobley's good.
What? For me, what? Hold on.
Cade just came back from injury, though.
Wait. No. His first two games were really bad.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Have you watched his last four? Exactly. That's why I was like,
Scotty Barnes.
Let me stop you.
Legit. Scotty Barnes.
He's just
legit.
A fucking hack. He just runs around hacking
people. Nah, he puts buckets.
Scotty Barnes might win rookie.
Rookie year is in a bag. It's Evan Mobley. You crazy? Nah. You see what he did last night to Jason Tatum?
I got Scotty going.
Nah, Scotty might win rookie of the year.
Evan Mobley got the rookie of the year in a bag. Okay. That's a fact.
Okay, you ain't watching that boy in Toronto.
Jalen Green he's good too.
I like him. I can't believe y'all let me draft Jalen Green.
So what? Y'all let me draft Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nigga, first pick in the draft.
You're going to get someone good.
Oh, you know what's a Knicks killer? Terry Rozier.
Terry's a big one. There's plenty of Knicks killers.
Yo, Miles Bridges is my favorite player in the NBA. I'm sorry. I think he got bars. He's the best NBA rapper of all time.
I need to get on I need a fucking scouting job or something.
Yo, you're wrong about a lot of bums. Yo, you thought Dennis Smith Jr. was the greatest.
Okay, but what about all the guys I've been right about? It's more right than wrong.
He fucking
stinks. It's a lot more wrong. Napier.
Okay, no, I didn't think
Shabazz. Dennis Smith Jr.
Okay, it's Dennis Smith Jr. and Denzel Valentine. Okay.
Oh, you thought Cody was going to make the league?
Okay, two people.
I think it looks like Cody.
Two people out of like 50. I'll take that. I thought he was going to be all right.
Yo, why can't I find that song? I know I saved it.
Oh, Miles Bridges song. He got a couple of good songs. Nah. I think just one.
What's his rap name?
So you think the new ball's the reason though for all of these issues? The new ball. You think that's the issue?
Oh, I'm with part all of these. I was the first person. I was one of the first people to say that because that was me. I'm a Spalding shooter. I cannot shoot with a Wilson. I had to physically go buy one myself and just shoot for like 2 hours. I can't. I hate that.
As a professional though?
Huh?
As a professional league player, you have to shoot with another ball.
You've been playing with the Spalding your whole life or your whole NBA career. And have you ever held an official game ball? It's different than the other ball.
Yeah, I know.
So when you first get it, it feels weird but once you play with it, like a worn NBA game ball is dope. It's good. So to go from that to a Wilson basketball? Hell no. Wilson basketball is almost like shooting a beach ball. So I can imagine. I haven't got the new one yet. I'm gonna get it. But I can imagine.
Steph Curry's
like it.
Doing it.
Oh, that nigga's a fucking shooting.
Steph's doing it.
Fucking shooting savant.
Yeah. Fournier does it once.
If you don't
every
have
week.
A high, if you don't
once
have
a week.
If you don't have a high arcing shot, forget about it. You're done.
Ja Morant's doing it.
Ja Morant's looking like the fucking MVP. Also, you guys left out.
Yeah, he's
so biased.
I'm not biased.
You gotta
like
have
Ja.
The best. You have to have a top four record in the league to be MVP.
Bias.
Oh yeah. They're not gonna have that.
What about when Russ won it?
Russ did a triple-double. Uh-huh. You got to pull a triple-double out your ass. Right.
That's possible.
You got to do something crazy. You got to lead the league in blocks, average like 10 blocks a game, or have a triple-double. And triple-doubles now are becoming overrated.
I didn't even know Miles Bridges rapped.
Yo, what?
I'm probably trying to find probably right the best NBA rapper.
Yeah,
of all time.
Yeah, he is.
Better than Shaq.
He's probably better than rappers.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nah, Dame Lillard stinks.
Dame is nice. Niggas just don't want to hear Dame rap.
All right, you want to hear this shit right now? Right here. This is the best one ever.
AJ, you iced up?
This is Terry Rozier and fucking Miles Bridges.
Probably got your bitch with me. If you ain't up a couple hundred, nigga, you can't sit with some cheese. I have nothing.
She wants some cheese, I have nothing. I'm using screaming rip. Every time she climax, girl, you know I'm trying to hit Kenny Gilbert Arenas. I'm in the locker room with Blicky. Like I'm always
that nigga said I'm Gilbert. I'm in the locker room with a Blicky.
I keep a stick with me. Told her that I love her because she down and hit a lick with me. Oh, I forgot they want sports bar. Come on. I feel like Dame or James. When I step back, disrespectful at a Yankees game with a Mets hat. Feel like D-Rose, I overcame every set. 40 hit them all angles, over under, nigga, bet. So the fan and KDZ said they finna bring the Nets back. Okay, okay. They tried to kick me out the game, DeMarcus Cousins, how I crept back. Spin the block with text, you be chilling with a ref. She like, boy, you trying to fuck? I'm like, oh, you guessed that. Feel like Biggie, I hit a nigga. Feel like Biggie, I hit a nigga, girl, where he slept at. Damn, I mean, where he sleep at. I'm Kansas City, jigging stores, nigga, with a Chiefs hat. Feel like Bobby Portis, nigga. Like Bobby Portis, if you try me,
I'll
knock your teeth
back. Oh. So, and he's rapping street shit. That nigga's a legend, son. Yo, I'm giving me a Miles Bridges jersey tonight.
This nigga Andre Iguodala said, I know we don't say this, but this nigga Andre Iguodala said, there aren't three guards in NBA history better than Kyrie.
That's because he's seen Kyrie fry Steph. That's all.
He's smoking dope.
He's hot. Yo, listen. I can't understand.
Dude, he's not even top three in WNBA
history. I can't understand off of, if it's talking just straight ability and skill, Kyrie is up there.
It's bullshit.
That's not cap. That nigga is nice. There's nothing Kyrie cannot do on the court.
I'm going to, for one, I can only imagine what it would be like being on the court and playing against him. You probably would get that feeling.
Exactly.
Because I've watched Kyrie Irving play live without LeBron twice, and I was like, and I was probably, that's the closest I ever sat. I was four rows from the court. I was behind the basket. That nigga looks like he could be the greatest player of all time at times. Like, son, he really looks that good.
Yeah. Listen,
no, he, Iggy, no, Stevie, Iggy, he really looks that good.
Iggy went against him on the highest level.
Yeah.
And he seen what he did to Steph Curry and gave Steph Curry fits. He, like, ability wise, Kyrie can be that. It's just that it's mental. He's just,
that's
like,
why with me, why I always crazy. Say, I always say, like, Kyrie Irving should be an MVP candidate every year.
But that doesn't mean that you are the top three of all time, though.
No, it doesn't. Because
having a temporary moment or the ability to be top three of all time does not warrant you for being named a recognition 10 years. Honestly, it's disrespectful to a lot of other people's bodies of work throughout their entire career. So if Iguodala wants to be disrespectful to protect his reputation and getting his ass busted in the finals by Kyrie Irving, then that's what he's going to do.
When do the Suns play the Warriors?
Suns and Warriors, probably every other week.
Yeah, because you forgot about that man named Chris Paul.
Ability-wise, Kyrie's better than Chris Paul.
Resume-wise?
Skill-wise? I'm talking about straight skill. This is what Iggy's talking about. He's not talking about resume. He's talking about straight skill.
Are you talking about skill? Or are you
and
talking
resume.
About,
Kyrie has a ring.
I have a question. Are we really saying skill-wise, or are we saying what may look prettier?
No, skill wise, son. Kyrie's.
You think he's more skilled?
Kyrie's probably the best.
You think he's more skilled than
Kyrie is the best under the rim finisher of all time.
So that's it. We're just gonna give him that.
He's a over Chris Paul. His handle is better. He shoots better. Only thing Chris Paul shoots better is the midi. That's a fact, right?
The Warriors playing.
Chris Paul is probably a better passer, number one, but. Everything else, Kyrie's better than him at.
No, he's
period.
Not.
Yes, he is.
Chris Paul checks the boxes on everything else.
And Chris Paul can't get over the hump, and Kyrie did. And he hit the biggest shot in that series.
DeAndre Ayton's not LeBron James. Devin Booker's not LeBron James.
It doesn't matter. He hit the biggest shot on the biggest stage. His resume is better than Chris Paul. Kyrie Irving's resume is better than Chris Paul.
Just
why?
That one
he's
moment.
He's an NBA champion. Okay. He's an NBA champion. If you talk a resume, that's the highest level. You could get an NBA, and he has it.
I'm not putting him over Chris Paul.
Then you're bugging.
I'm not putting him over Jason Kidd.
Has a ring, though.
I'm not putting him over Steve Nash.
Jason Kidd has a ring. Steve Nash doesn't have a ring.
I would take two MVPs over a ring.
No, I would not.
If that's the case, you're going to put him in front of Chauncey Billups?
It's a team sport. I would put individually accolades.
You're
going to
put him in front of Chauncey?
Because they both measure.
You want to know why? You want to know who the first person who's Chauncey?
I'm not putting Kyrie over Westbrook. I'm not putting Kyrie
people,
over Westbrook.
Two people he got to see when he come back. He got to see Russ. We waiting for him in June, and he got to see Dame right now.
Dame.
No, he got to see Dame right now.
I'm sick of Dame. He's over.
He got to see Dame right now.
He's already. Remember, Dame is old as fuck already. He's like 33 or some shit.
Yeah, no, he's 31. Older.
Nigga, his body is broke down. He's done.
He's 31.
He's done. He's averaging like 15 points a game. He's done. He can't do it no more.
Everybody we're naming already, they led their team somewhere.
And Kyrie won a championship, nigga.
No. But they all led their team as like that nigga, like the number one. They're leaders.
You can't erase that.
You can't erase it.
Chris Paul cannot do what he did in that finals. Period. You and I both know that. Chris Paul was in the finals and he fucking choked. Every year in his career, Chris Paul fucking choked.
He performed three games really well.
On the biggest stage, that's the 3-1 championship too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. Sean, stop it. Chris Paul can't do that.
None of those niggas you just named
could do what he did. And remember, it was him and LeBron. LeBron was putting a 50, 10, 9, whatever. And fucking Kyrie was right there with 30, 35 big shots. Come on. Them niggas can't. Chris Paul cannot do that. You switch those players out, none of them could do what he did there. Match Steph Curry shot for shot. Outplay Steph Curry on a bigger stage. None of those people. I don't care.
That's tough.
You know what Steph Curry does to Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul? He almost loses. He had Chris Paul doing a twister.
And he was down 3-1. He came back. Chris Paul. Without Clay, he wouldn't have came back against them.
Let's look.
Without Clay.
Chris Paul was up 3-1, lost. Kyrie was down 3-1 and won on the finals.
LeBron was down 3-1.
Who was up 3-1?
Okay, so Kyrie
Draymond kicking someone in the nuts was down 3-1. There's a lot of factors to get him into that shot.
There's a lot of
and he did
so
great.
Why did he have the Warriors on the ropes 3-1 and they lost
individual
four straight
performances,
games?
Who? Individual
they
wasn't
up 3-1 on the Warriors.
Yes, they were.
It was up 3-2 and Chris Paul got hurt. Chris Paul didn't play the last two games.
Son, Chris Paul.
The Thunder were up 3-1.
Yep, 3-1 and
the Thunder were up 3-1.
Exactly. So you said Westbrook. Look, whoever you put,
but you're talking about one of the niggas that's in front of that they have in front of him. You got come on, Steph.
Nigga.
Steph is gonna be a top 10 player in NBA history when he's finished.
Greatest shooter of all time.
No, when he's done, top 10?
No, he's not. He's top 5.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
He's not top 10. He's top 5.
He's kicking out.
He's gonna, listen.
The greatest shooter ever.
Listen,
without question.
There's a lot of niggas he might leapfrog over. He definitely might leapfrog over Magic Johnson.
You missed.
Someone's gonna be better than Steph. How is that gonna look?
You missed. Who?
Someone's gonna be a better shooter than Steph one day. How is that gonna look?
His son, Cannon.
How is it going to look, though? What are they going to be doing shooting from the logo?
You missed the episode where I was saying...
His brother's playing really good this year.
That, shout out to S-Dot, all career highs, he's playing very well.
The Harvey Grant
Where I was saying, Steph is one generational player away and two freak accidents away from five straight championships. And you could leapfrog him if you wanted to and say that he's the second greatest player of all time, or the first, whatever. Did the 2015, the 2016, they blew the 3-1 lead.
He's top five. Top five.
Kyrie had a...
The fucking them losing,
Kyrie
them
had
losing
a top
to the Raptors.
Top player of all time with him.
Who?
Steph never had a top 75 player of all time with him.
Yeah, but for his time, he sure did. He had fucking two... At one time, it was...
But four, listen, he did it at the ring.
Four,
listen, Steph,
four top 25.
Steph is top 25 players. Steph is the LeBron of that team.
Yep.
Yeah.
So... That you can't compare Steph to Kyrie. I'm never comparing those two. Kyrie's over Chris Paul and those niggas in ability and skill.
Resume. That's Grant Hill's better in ability and skill in the mid 90s.
Because they all led their teams further.
Kyrie was never injured. None of those niggas is never injured. Kyrie's better than
I don't
but matter.
They all led their
it
teams
don't
further.
Matter what he did individually. It's what he did when the spotlight's
dog,
on.
Jason
all
Kidd,
those niggas
Jason
you named
Kidd,
went to the finals and lost.
Yeah.
He won.
Dog.
The Jason nigga, Kidd. Russell Westbrook had Kevin Durant, the fucking top 3 player.
Tito.
Of all time.
Tito.
Yeah, and he lost.
Jason Kidd went to the NBA
Chris
Finals
Paul
1 year.
Had James Harden lost.
Jason Kidd went to the NBA Finals 1 year and played Kobe Bryant and Shaq.
Yeah, and then he went to the finals and smoked LeBron, him and JJ,
and then,
nigga.
And then the next year, he
Stevie,
went and played
Puerto Rico.
Fucking
years. Puerto
Tim
Rico.
Duncan, Tim Duncan
Puerto Rico,
and
JJ
all them
Barrera.
Other niggas. So
Stevie is JJ Barrera.
Okay.
LeBron lost to JJ.
Hey, listen. That's fine. Kyrie ain't get sniffed nowhere near close to that.
Kyrie is nowhere better than near Chris close Paul. To that.
He's not better than Chris Paul.
Russell Westbrook.
He's not better than.
I don't care hey, what Ross, you say. Can say
that. I'm putting J. Kidd in front of him. Sorry,
Chris Paul.
Putting Jason Kidd in front of him without even thinking.
Okay, you know what? I'm not saying that Jason Kidd is not bad, but he's better than those niggas.
He's not even top.
He's
five.
Better than Dame. He's better than Chris Paul.
He's not better than Chris Paul.
Yes, he is.
He's not top
Chris
five.
Paul don't have the resume. Chris Paul is known as a choker.
He's better than John Stockton.
Yeah,
you're taking his 1 year, and trumping Chris Paul's whole career.
Yeah, I am.
Where if you take him off that 1 year where he went with Bron to the finals and they won, it was a fantastic year for him.
I am.
But that 1 year is not better than Chris Paul's career. Sorry. It's not. It's not. It's not even close.
Kyrie has better numbers.
No, he doesn't.
He has a ring.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Look at Kyrie. He shoots
He doesn't
better.
Have better numbers. Forget the numbers. What?
He scores better.
Who's he made better?
Okay. If you need to win one game 7, right? And you got Chris Paul and Kyrie. As your
just them two?
Yeah, to pick.
As the number ones?
No, on your team.
Just them two?
You got a point guard.
Just them two?
Okay, no. The same Cavaliers team, game 7. Would you swap out? No, the same Cavaliers game 7. You swap out Chris Paul, a known game 7 choker, or you take Kyrie? What would you do?
That year?
No, yeah. That same exact game, what would you do?
I'm riding with Kyrie.
Thank you.
But
that's in the discussion.
Not my, but that's not
that's
my pick.
That's the biggest stage that's not my of pick. All time,
but that's
nigga.
Not my pick,
though. That's game 7 NBA Finals.
I'm riding,
money is on the line.
I'm riding with Kyrie in that situation. But thank no, you. I'm not. But I'm taking thank Chris you. Paul. I'm taking thank Chris you. Paul.
No, you're not taking
without Kyrie. LeBron on the court, I'm taking Chris Paul.
Nigga, with LeBron on the court, y'all losing. If we take
I'm
Kyrie out,
Chris Paul.
Imagine you let's take Kyrie out, put Russell Westbrook in that same game 7. Y'all niggas lose by 40.
Do you put Chris Paul in that situation, the game might not have been that close.
No, you're not going to win. Chris Paul cannot hit those shots Kyrie hit. He can't do it. Kyrie is the only nigga that could guard Steph like that, too. You forget that he was guarding Steph. Let's keep it real. He was going man up with Steph. I seen it. You seen it, too.
There was a lot going on in that
when
series.
Chris Paul goes man to man with Steph, what happens? It's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It hasn't been as of late.
Chris Paul, they're not even on the same level. Chris Paul, man.
But you're talking about Steph. We're not talking about nigga, fucking.
I agree with
Joe
Andre.
Schmo.
Ability crazy. Level, nobody. Straight skill, ability, raw ability.
On a showmanship level, yeah, I can see why you pick Kyrie Irving. But I ain't picking Kyrie.
Nobody's seeing that.
But I ain't picking Kyrie.
Nobody.
How y'all feel about these rule changes?
I love it. That's why Dame and Harden, all them niggas is trash.
I like it. But there's a big problem.
What's the problem?
NBA does not know what's a foul anymore.
No, it's they not don't. A big problem. You
they're
know why? They're
letting people that's get
the,
hacked.
That's the player's fault because the players spent their whole last 5 to 10 years tricking the refs on purpose, coming up ways to hook people's arms, do trick shit, do stupid, throw themselves backwards. That's so now you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
People are getting smacked in the face and still
it's okay.
being called a block.
That's okay. That's how NBA used to be. They're still scoring like crazy. It's just that the people that used to shoot average 30 points a game and get 15 of those points on free throws and not getting that anymore. So now their averages is down. Like Dame. Dame was the main one. Talk about, I don't flop. Why are they not calling? Yes, you do. He used a pump fake and throw his arms for threes all
nah,
the time.
But he don't. He's not one of those guys who.
What do you mean? He used to do the same shit.
You get a nigga up in the air and draw the foul. That's one thing.
It's just his persona that I'm tough. I don't do that. I don't. That's why. That's why he's scoring average so that I watched him play. He did that pump fake, tried to do the three. The ref looked at him like he was stupid, and he couldn't. He didn't get the call. That's it. Those rules changes are great. Look at the Hawks.
Scoring percentage.
Look at the Hawks.
Hawks are looking like shit.
Look at the Hawks. Look at the Hawks. Look at the Hawks. Because most of their points came from free throws. Nigga, you getting 15, that's 15 points a game off of free throws for Trae Young, Dane, those niggas, James. 15 points a game. Look at those numbers. That's a lot of points. 15 points, Sean, is a lot of points a game.
I think they're going to get the hang of it, though.
No.
Start calling it
the players got to adjust.
No, players and the refs are going to adjust.
The real niggas is balling. Still,
because no, Harden was complaining, and the next day you saw him getting those calls again.
Listen,
he started getting those calls because they realized they reviewed
look at KD.
That tape.
Look at KD. He had his whole shit. He started that rip through, right?
And they made a rule out of it.
And they made a rule, and what he do? He ain't lose a step. Look at Steph. Steph used to do that, throw himself and shoot them, kick his legs out in threes. He did not lose a step. Actually, he's scoring more on now.
Now he's just making sure he gets a shot up faster than everybody.
That's it. Nigga, you got to adjust. It's up to the players to adjust. That's the thing. The players were playing for... The referees were deciding the games. We all hated that. Now, the referees are not deciding the games, and now people are complaining, too, because your favorites are not getting those calls.
You have to use your challenges, too.
Sean, you played ball. Mm-hmm. What's the rule? Stop worrying about the ref. Play ball, nigga.
Well, you know, I'm the first one always to tell y'all. Don't leave the game in the ref's hands before you get
exactly.
out of here.
Don't leave the game. That's the number. Don't leave it. Play ball, nigga. That's it.
Jokic.
Look. What about Jokic?
You saw what happened.
What would you have done?
Fuck the Serbians. I would have snuffed them.
Snuffed who?
Him and his brothers.
Okay.
After you got laid out on the floor like that?
Yeah.
You would have hip checked him and turned your back on him?
I would have snuffed him.
No. But you would have committed the foul and turned your back.
I would have committed the foul and looked at him like, what up? What's good?
Because turning your back after you hard fouling somebody while they're in the middle of shooting.
Let's be real.
Middle passing.
Let's be real. Those niggas is always cheap shot artists.
The Morris?
Yeah. So he tried to do a little cheap shot, walk away, scurry away, and Jokic gave it to him.
But if you look, Jokic got some fouls like that too.
What would you rather be?
Jokic is a dirty nigga too.
Would you rather be a Morris twin or a Jokic brother?
A Morris twin. Them niggas beat up
Jokic,
them niggas. They about that life. You know what it is?
Serbians about that life too.
This was the funniest shit for me the next day. Just being on Twitter and just reading everybody like, oh, Serbians don't play and all this other shit like that. Whatever.
Yeah, they got so gold plated guns and stuff.
Black niggas with beards from Philly don't play. Philly's the murder capital. Let's be real.
Chicago.
No, it's not.
It's not Chicago
Philly.
No more.
It's not for Chicago. It's
Philadelphia, nigga. Them niggas is about that. Them niggas beat up their mother's boyfriend, stomped them out. That's my type of energy. I ain't hear nothing about the Jokic brothers.
They turn their back on their mother's boyfriend?
They're just big 6'6" white niggas with fucking arm sleeves.
And
so they
communism.
Think they're gangsters. That shit don't mean nothing. That's pussy niggas in Serbia too, man. Fuck out
of
here.
Like your man walking around with black eyes all day. Sitting on the bench with black eyes.
Yeah, who got a black eye?
The tall guy from Dallas.
Who?
He took a game off. Kristaps had a black eye. He was out for a back injury. He had a black eye.
I thought at first.
Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it One Mike?
When I first saw that shit with Jokic, at first I was more siding with them. And then I remember, and I'm like, hold on, this nigga wild slap campaign like a few months ago. Ooh, and his brothers Jokic, went, you don't remember when he slapped Jokic?
Yeah. Jokic is a dirty player. When he gets fouled, he don't get the call. He always hits the person.
Yeah, it's a intentional foul right away.
Yeah, he does it. I watched him play. He's
and then I was watching that shit, and then I was just like, this is crazy. The only thing I didn't like was I was like, all right, Jimmy, you ain't have to do all of that after.
Jimmy's soft.
You ain't have to do all
Yo,
that.
Yo, that picture is classic, though. That Jimmy tunnel soft. Picture?
Yeah. Oh, all these 6'6" cock diesel niggas and big booty Kyle, some old fucking... white guy just stopped them. Like, you cannot pass, all you big buff black people.
Leon Rose?
Man look like Leon Rose. I know you know niggas is pussy. Niggas would have been, gave him the stiff arm and ran up in there if they wanted to. Come on.
Let's go into this highly
secure
tunnel.
He's so old, you at least could have juked around a nigga. Come on. You gonna let that one dude stop 12 big buff niggas from coming through the door. Come on,
because they ain't want to fight.
Exactly.
I ain't seen Tyler.
I seen Tyler. That nigga looked at Jokic and turned around like, oh, okay.
Gave him the white power sign and just
first
walked
of all,
away.
You know why Tyler Hero sucks? Have you seen his boxing videos?
Oh, that uppercut's dangerous. You get hit with that uppercut?
Son, that nigga's hand
skills. That cartoon uppercut.
Tyler Hero has the worst hand skills in history. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Yo,
I don't want to watch Tyler Hero, who's a professional basketball player, box.
Well, would you watch Deron Williams, who is a professional boxer?
Box fight Frank Gore? I'm watching it. I'm watching it. You don't want to see that?
I got Gore.
Yeah, I got Frank Gore for his fucking for what DeRon did in that NBA Finals. How amazing he was looking and how I was ranting and raving. I thought it was one of the greatest pickups GM ever made. That fucking, when we picked him up for a buyout or some shit like that, he looked amazing for the first two rounds. That NBA Finals, man. There's two niggas I'll never forget on a team with LeBron in the NBA Finals is him and Mike Bibby. Oh, watch you. Oh, you hit with the uppercut, Tito. You're done.
That uppercut's
killing you.
I think I
fight like olive oil from Popeye.
He drew the uppercut. You're done. That was before the Jokic?
Yeah, that was before Jokic.
You get the uppercut, you're done. Yo, Chief Brokefoot.
Yo, Tito.
All I gotta say is 55.
55 is unrealistic.
That's not even an uppercut. It's like a hook. underhand hook.
Stevie, how do you feel about these NBA owners and GMs running wild?
Owners is racist, and I love it.
Racist and horny.
Oh, of course. I'm horny. And that's a wrap. Oh. So we got Robert Sarver, super racist. Earl Watson going against him. About 40 people said that. To be honest, man, I don't know. It sounds like he said one thing, someone heard another thing, or he could have said it. Other than that, but you know, that was really bad. I don't really got much to say, but if Draymond could say it, that shit is nuts.
I want to know if that was really weird. I mean, really real. If he went in there and said, if Draymond can say it,
why can't I say it?
That's crazy.
Why could he say the N-word and I can't?
That's crazy.
The way he explained it and his team explained it sounds a lot more reasonable than Earl Watson walking in the locker room and being told one thing. But at the same time, when you have that much money and you're that rich, anything's fucking possible. Them rich white owners be saying the wildest of shit.
Dog, they're bugging right now.
Then he had his wife call. Oh, you know these charges are bogus. I understand you're mad, but don't take it out on the organization. Dude, if my wife texts anybody while I'm getting sued, like, that right there is just, that has to be a bad omen. That has to be a bad sign. But I've been telling you guys for years, these owners don't care about you. These owners are rich. These owners will throw a scathing letter talking about we'll win a championship before you.
You're telling me the guy who you guys always ridicule because I say I don't have a team?
This the Cavs guy. We don't even give him the damn benefit of saying his name.
Not at all.
Then we got Dolan. And we can talk about Dolan now because certain people want to.
I want to say something about James Dolan and what we've all been saying anyway.
Dolan takes care of his people. Though.
He takes care of his people. You're not going to hear any of these stories about James
Dolan. Oh, yeah. He won't say it. He won't say it.
You're not going to. He won't say what?
He won't say certain things.
Like what? Nigger?
Not publicly.
It's probably cool.
It won't leak.
It's probably cool enough where they let him say it.
But even then, I think he's smart enough. He's a smart idiot.
I don't think he'd say it.
He takes care of his players. And a lot of these owners, you hear a lot of stories they treat them like property. They treat these players like property.
You hear a lot of stories like that.
And they forget that they're human. And this traces back hundreds of years where white men feel once they have an ownership stake in something, that everything under them becomes their property, whether it's people or not. And you have people like Sarver. People like the Portland Jailblazers.
Hey, go ahead.
The Jailblazers owner.
It's that Terry Monotone. Talking.
They're out of control. And honestly, there needs to be a little bit more transparency. And they got to hold themselves to a higher standard. I don't know how Adam Silver is going to do it. But David Stern let a lot of that shit kind of just build up. And people got those old bad habits, and
Adam
that shit
needs to stop. Adam Silver was fantastic with handling all of this. Even back to the Jokic situation, one game suspension is great.
It is.
Not overreacting, not giving him a 16-game suspension or anything like that. One game suspension.
I think Marcus should have been suspended too, though.
Why?
Because that was a cheap shot. Hands is up.
It wouldn't even have been a flagrant foul.
It's a flagrant too.
It wasn't even that's a flagrant. Flagrant. When Markieff hit him?
Yes, that's a nope. flagrant. Nope. That's a flagrant.
Not a flagrant. It's not a flagrant too. He
hip-checked him, hands up. It was very aggressive. He
took the foul. It was a hard. Listen.
And it wasn't for the ball. It wasn't for the ball.
Oh my god.
He wasn't going for the ball. Somebody who watches, wasn't a basketball player.
Talking about somebody who watches a guy who gets hit in the head every game and doesn't even get a fucking foul. Oh, it's a common.
What's going for the ball?
That's a foul that you're taking right there, middle of the court. It's a hard foul. It wouldn't have been anything. Are you saying he should have been suspended because he escalated the situation to what happened?
It was unnecessary.
Okay. That would have been a hard foul. Nothing more.
It was Jokic nothing responding more. Was warranted.
Nothing more.
Because it was that hard
okay,
of a foul.
So I'm saying if you say, okay, both of them should get suspended for that, okay.
But and to
say
that he should have got... Back. Because only reason why... Only reason why was because he turned his back.
So then it just would have been a hard foul. It would have been a regular foul.
So he gets suspended because he turned his back knowing that foul was coming?
Who?
He knew that foul was
Who
coming.
Gets suspended?
Morris knew. So Jokic gets suspended because he retaliates right there and then?
Stevie, they never see the slap. They just hit a shot.
It's bullshit.
The first person always gets away with shit. You know? That's just how it is. Scottie Pippen.
Man, Scottie Pippen. Honestly, Scottie Pippen needs whatever. If he needs to sell some books, that's fine with me.
You're another one who feels like that?
Yeah, no, it's a rollout. It's everything. It is. It's all because of that. He could have said it last year during the pandemic when he had time sitting on a bench.
How?
Tracking his wife.
How?
Across the country.
How was he going to? That's what I was telling Lowe.
What do you mean, how? He can't get
was
on?
He supposed to, was he supposed to put come out with a book 2 days after The Last Dance?
So he put out a book. So he's selling his book. He's saying that
But
that
that's
stuff.
What everyone. Okay. What we all have to do. I know we're all not going to do it, but some of us, before we revisit this, is actually at least read something other than what we heard about.
He means
from
it.
From the book.
He means it.
But the whole book is not based on that.
Yeah. Okay, so he's doing things to bring attention
no,
to that
people
book.
Who read the book took that part of the book and did what they needed to do to generate views.
But he's saying it. He's going to interviews and saying it.
Because
he's
they're asking him about it.
Yeah. And he has right to say it. And he's putting that out there because he's trying to sell a book. And that's how
it's
he feels about it.
He's trying to sell a book. It's because it's fucking Michael Jordan.
Yeah. But there's certain things you're not going to say, though. Because
why?
He's gone 20 years without saying shit like
this. He's been saying shit like this for years.
Not on the level that he is now. He's coming clean.
Because
he's
See, The Last Dance didn't come out till last year.
Yeah, so now he's doing it.
Okay, but
so
he's
can make
not,
money.
But he even says, and it's documented, other players felt the same way.
Yeah.
Look at how everybody was getting on Horace Grant last year when Horace Grant spoke up a little bit.
Yep.
So and it's now this is Pip.
Mm-hmm. And it's meaningful. And he's trying to sell
so
a book.
So how is it because he's trying to sell a book?
He's trying to sell a book, but
Horace
means
Grant
it.
Didn't like
he
the way he was it. Portrayed, and he spoke up.
He means
he didn't
it,
come out
he's
with a
coupling
book.
It with a book.
Pip didn't say anything. He's coming out with a book.
Is he right?
Because he wants to tell everything.
Is he right, though?
For what he said?
Yeah.
For what he said, is he right?
For what he said.
I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong neither. I think we both agree on that. But I think the meaning behind that is he wants to sell his book, but he's going to share his harshest and darkest thoughts about the situation with Mike and his playing with Mike, especially
he's telling the truth.
I think he's telling the truth, but I think he's telling a harsh truth.
Why?
I think it's a harsher version of the truth.
Why?
He's forgetting the fact that they won 6 championships. He's forgetting the fact that it's
no,
needed.
He's not. No. He's not forgetting it. He's reminding you why.
And he's reminding you that he was a bigger part than you guys give him credit for.
Absolutely.
And that's something in the 90s. Everybody, Scottie Pippen was a sidekick. Scottie Pippen was Robin. You can still fight crime with just Batman, but it's also nice to have a Robin. And no, Scottie Pippen is way bigger than a Robin.
He is.
Scottie Pippen is the reason why you win a championship, along with Mike.
Well, people weren't looking at it that way.
And it's because Mike was just too big. Too big of a character.
Yeah, but Scottie never spoke either.
Scottie was quiet. Scottie
never
was
spoke
quiet.
Either.
He started fucking
now
his bitch.
So now, you know, now he has things to say.
They fucked his bitch. They took her on road trips. They had a 10-part documentary, and 30 minutes of that 10-part documentary was complaining about Pippen having a bad back and not wanting to go in one game during the 90s.
The bad back, they super highlighted the
contract.
The contract, the issue cool coach hitting the last shot. It's a lot of things. They only gave him like a little 10-minute intro. Not
Scotty
even 10 minutes.
Scotty was poor, but he was good. We love Scotty.
Terrible, man. He did that man dirty.
Scotty has
16
brothers
and
sisters.
But it's not even just that. Because you even got a... It even goes to after they retired and he came back to work for the Bulls. And they had him doing nothing. And they were disrespecting him. And it was, the pay, it's a lot of things. So they're just highlighting the Michael Jordan part because it's Michael Jordan. That's going to get the clicks. That's going to get the views. That's going to get the conversation started because it's Michael Jordan. No one ever has anything bad to say about Michael Jordan.
And Mike's probably like, yeah, go talk your shit.
And if you do, you're the hot topic for the day or the week. It doesn't go any further than that, you know, because it's Mike.
And, you know, Scottie's a better teammate for keeping quiet this long.
Come on, 25 years?
Scottie's a better teammate than Kobe and Shaq.
Or 23, or 23 years when they won the last championship? Come
shit.
On.
Scottie's a better teammate than Ginobili and them ever and Tony Parker ever were. Scottie might be the greatest teammate of all time, keeping that shit on the low or keeping quiet for like 30 years. And then the few moments that he had, they get blown up.
So now you don't.
They get
talk.
Blown up.
So now it's not okay to say what you know. Okay, now I can speak.
Well, with a book, yeah. I want to hear it in a book. I don't want to hear it when they're trying to play and win championships. I want to see championships. Tell
we
me
all
in 30 years.
See championship.
Tell me in 30 years. I don't want to know if LeBron don't like Wade. I don't want to know that. Tell me in a book. Tell me in 30 years. Tell me right now, well, so we can stop looking at Larsa Pippen.
I don't look at her like that. That's disrespectful. No.
I mean, we can't help it when she's all over.
I haven't seen our anything. Feeds. Nope.
Not ever mine. Since she got on that plane with Beasley, Skip? I haven't seen her since.
Skip.
Ever since I've seen her.
You brought up Manu Ginobili and asked a question to us yesterday. He said, "Who's the greatest? Who do you have as the greatest six man of all time?"
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah.
I have him up there.
Though. I got Jamal Crawford, but it's either him or Lou Williams.
It's Ginobili.
Dennis Johnson.
Excuse me.
Yeah, because he said Dennis Scott.
Johnson. I was about to say Dennis Smith. I'd rather say Dennis Scott than Dennis Smith.
That's why I thought it was
Dennis Johnson.
Comedic purposes. You can't go wrong with Lou and Jamal Crawford. Like I said, Jamal Crawford and Lou is the sexier picks, but Manu Ginobili's in just a different class than them.
That's
a completely different class.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's one of the first six men that's only going to be
completely a different
first class. Ballot Hall of Famer.
And then he even showed that he can win it himself. He's got the gold medal. After they win the gold medal, you got a handful of guys that come up from Argentina that start coming into the NBA. You got more international players. I'm sorry, it's Manu hands down. It's hands down Manu, and then you take your pick between Jamal Crawford and Lou Williams. They're probably like 1A and 1B. I personally think that they should name the six-man award after Manu Ginobili.
Kukoc wasn't no slack.
Kukoc wasn't a six-man his whole career.
Yeah, but for a big, unless he was on the Bucks, he was a six-man on those Bulls, though.
Tony Kukoc, definitely, but there was no, I mean, you could say what Tim Duncan was, but Tim Duncan and Tony Parker weren't.
And I think every Lakers fan would kill us if we didn't say Michael Cooper. As a six man.
Did you watch Michael Cooper play?
No. That's why.
Did you watch Michael Cooper play? Sorry.
But at the same time, I'm willing to say players like Dennis Johnson, even though I never saw them.
Sorry. Play. Not saying
Michael Cooper. The greatest six man. I'm not saying it.
Previous generation would be Bill Microwave. Walton. Okay.
Would be the Microwave, Vinny
okay.
Johnson.
Okay.
That is the one person that I knew growing up. He's a six man. Okay. And that was the growing up, honestly, it was Vinnie Johnson. If you associated six men or players off the bench, was the Microwave. And that was honestly what we thought about every time a six man came aboard.
Until?
You tell me.
Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, Ginobili. But Ginobili did not heat it up like Vinnie Johnson did.
Ginobili did everything.
Ginobili did everything, and he took charge, and he had motherfuckers Euro-stepping all summer. Everything. Everyone started Euro-stepping.
Everything, dog. Manu did everything.
Euro-stepping.
Yeah. You know who I seen do it actually early on?
Sabonis Barcelonis. Because he was the first one doing it.
Okay. Very good. That's Dubs, by the way, y'all, if y'all can't tell. Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, KJ.
I seen KJ break it out a few times early. You know? That's why when I first seen it, I was like, that's not a travel. People thought it was a travel. That's not a travel. Nope. That's not a travel. I couldn't pinpoint it. You know, I was younger at the time. I was like, no, I definitely seen this move being used before a few times. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, shit, KJ was doing this shit. That's interesting. What else? What else we got to run down here? We ran down Pip. Marcus Smart, Tatum, and Brown. That's old news. The Nets don't really have a slow start anymore because they lost one game in the last. What? They're like, what, 7 of their last 8 or 8 of their last 9 at this point?
Yep. Clippers picked up too.
I got Melo as a 6th man of the year.
Right now, that's what it's looking like.
Embiid is out due to COVID protocols. Ben Simmons, what do you feel about Ben Simmons?
And just now get your health mental. Right. I'm tired of you, Ben Simmons. I don't really care.
Why?
I don't really, dude, either play or don't play, but I also feel
he's not
that
playing.
It's a bullshit excuse on both parties. Everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong at this point. Rich Paul, everybody's playing the game. They're not allowing us to do mental health. They are allowing us. Honestly, I can't prove any of this shit, so shut the fuck up. Don't play or do play, whatever. Just pay money or don't pay money. Don't play or don't play. But I'll tell you this one, fucking Sixers got a point guard.
Yeah.
Maxie is fucking legit.
But see, Dubs, this is what I was telling them for an entire fucking summer. Why didn't you play Maxie?
Maxie's fucking legit. Why did you not play Maxie? Defensively, offensively, he's scoring the ball.
I was saying this. He's fucking doing great. How are you blaming this kid when you did not try anything different? You did not try Maxie. Shake Milton, if you want to say defensive wise, Shake Milton was their best defensive player percentage wise, not Ben Simmons. like percentage wise. Okay, you got a little drop off. You have, if offense is so much the problem, then you get a little bit more offense with Shake Milton. You know,
trade that man to Portland.
Defense probably just not as bad. You didn't play Maxey enough, so I was like, you can't just say it's his fault. You can't
trade Ben wherever you need to. Just get this shit over with.
To Portland? Oh, that
anywhere.
Because I was gonna say too. I said, well, look at it with the crowd chanting, "We want Dame." I'm like, you're not coming back, bro. He's not coming back.
Just trade him wherever you need. Now we're using it as an excuse on both my ends. I don't think it's an excuse.
I think
Maxey looks great though.
I think he's definitely sent on experienced some mental abuse in Philadelphia.
And I hate to be hindsight, but it sucks for everybody else that had to go through mental stress and still had to wake up and play and commit to their contract. But he gets to walk away with this and be a pioneer for it, but with no explanation, no wording, no verbiage, no anything but speaking for fucking Adele's boyfriend. And that's all we fucking get is quotes from Adele's boyfriend. I don't fucking want Adele's boyfriend telling me about the fucking his mental health and why he can't fucking play. Fucking grow a pair and fucking play.
See?
Grow a fucking pair and play or don't.
You're not respecting the mental health aspect.
Fuck that. Everybody else in the league had mental health. When Ben Gordon's fucking drinking himself dumb and fucking doing drugs in the fucking corner of Chicago
nobody cared about mental health.
When Eddie Curry's ready to fucking kill himself, nobody fucking cared.
No one cared.
Yeah, so okay, so now we're supposed to fucking care about someone that's being a little fucking egotistical and won't speak up himself? If you have mental health problems, speak up for yourself. That's like saying someone else tell if I'm an alcoholic.
They can't, Stevie.
They should.
They should, but they can't.
So get him the help he needs.
He's getting the help.
Oh, he's not taking it.
He's not taking their help.
So how do we know he's getting the help?
He's seeing doctors from the freaking .
Hire a doctor.
No, from the league. This is league doctors. This is not Philadelphia's doctors.
Fucking seeing a Philadelphia crap.
Come on, the team doctors are the same ones who fucking told Kawhi he can go out there and go play. Now look what we got.
Free fucking Percocet.
The same team doctors that fucking told IT can go out there and go play.
There's one fucking player.
No, bro. No,
there's one fucking common
doctors.
Denominator.
Sorry.
We fuck with a fucking Kardashian, and this is what happens.
Mental health?
You damn right.
Oh, you're onto something.
You damn right.
You gonna take it more serious
Where
now?
The fuck is Chris Humphries?
Where's Lamar Odom?
Where's Kanye West?
Okay, Kanye West is doing
it. Devin Booker.
D. Booker's all right.
He's still in the relationship, that's why. Where's Travis Scott?
Travis Scott got a lot going on.
Oh, right they all got a lot going on.
Travis Scott got a lot going on right now.
Fuck.
That's not
Kanye
his fault.
Had to
that
go drink himself silly for us to get entertained by him again.
I was cool with it. We knew what was going on. Where is Chris Humphries?
Fucking.
He's too big and tall to be walking around with a regular
job.
He's
under a fucking. He's with fucking LeBron's co-worker. What was that guy's name? That Mavericks guy, Delonte. Yeah, he's somewhere over there.
Nah, he's okay. He made a lot of money.
He's
okay.
Selling used cars or some shit.
He's good.
He's a used car salesman.
He's good.
You want to talk about this?
What's that?
Who's LeBron terrorized?
No. We'll wait.
We gotta wait. Okay.
You can if you want to.
Nah, I'll wait for Jermaine.
He has no knowledge of this stuff.
Scottie Pippen.
He's no knowledge of that. He's not gonna want to cover that. I'll wait till we got Chris around for something like that.
Yeah, we gotta talk to Chris about these goddamn Thibodeau rotations.
Yeah, Coach Chris, wherever you are. Well, Chris is in Philadelphia. We know where he's at. He's doing his thing. I might go out there. With this 4-day weekend. Oh, no, we can't. We got the baby shower next week. Maybe that Monday. I'll probably go out there Sunday night into Monday.
Well, it's a 2-hour drive. You'll be all right.
I don't like to drive, Stevie. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that. I realized.
See, you're still a new driver, so driving is cool to you.
It's
okay.
I
don't like to drive.
I can see how you guys hate it.
But, yeah, and then you drive to the city every day, so you know now.
And I've just been sitting. And you spent your whole day just sitting in a goddamn car.
Yeah, that shit is not cool. That's not cool. I don't like it. Sorry, I might get on. I might take Amtrak.
Wait till next week,
or I might just jump on a plane real quick.
Wait till next week when we got Thanksgiving. Was it first quarter of the season marks?
That
first? Oh, we're almost there.
Christmas would be first quarter.
Actually,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas would be first quarter.
Oh, fuck it. November's boring. Everybody else is getting into form. Bulls, Warriors.
This is what I was saying too the other day. I was talking to.
COVID's going everywhere.
I was talking to Jason, and I was saying it, no one should panic. Everyone's good. Like, I don't want to watch the Warriors be freaking like 11-1 and the Nets will be like 11-1 and another team is like probably like 9-3 and everybody else is, you know, mad teams at the bottom of the pack. Nah, it's even. Like, and you got to remember right now, you're not playing for 1-8 anymore. You really want to play 1-6 because you don't want that 7-8. 7-8 is a playing. So it's interesting. You know? The whole season is going to look like towards the end of the season where it's like, yo, we need every game counts. This is interesting right now to me. I love it.
I enjoy it. I want to see some consistency with the Knicks rotations. That's
man,
it.
Fucked up Knicks, man.
I want to see the Lakers improve a little bit better. And start showing good Russell Westbrook highlights because there's a lot of them. Stop showing that bullshit every time he misses one shot.
Stevie, I want to tell you something. There's not too many good highlights.
A lot more than they're showing.
Highlights.
Yeah, we're not looking for highlights, but stop showing the lowlights.
There's good moments. There's good moments. That's why I tell people, I'm not. It's Russ. We know what we're getting from Russ. You're either going to get an MVP or you're going to get him on his bad night. There's no in-between with Russ. He doesn't have an in-between. He doesn't have like an okay game. He has a really, really good game or he has a really bad game. There's no in-between. You know, and whatever, I'll take it for what it's worth. Granted, you would think with him being a former MVP and Anthony Davis out there, the games that they lost were games that they should have won. But I think the problem is right now they played to their competition because they performed against all the so far the elite teams that they had to play.
You guys rely too much on the bench, on the Lakers.
I'm gonna tell you what our biggest problem is. The third quarter.
Yeah, you have no three-point shooters neither.
Nah, I don't know what's going on at halftime. I don't know because these guys are getting older. You know, when you play a few games, the first two, you know, the older guys always got to play the first two games. First two, three games.
Yeah.
When they sit down, that's it.
That's when it slows down.
That's that slow start, the third quarter, man. That third quarter is hell for them.
Well, when you get older, when you take that break, sometimes that break's no good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you got to stay on that bike. Sometimes you got to stay active. Yeah. Your body's not going to move as fast, and your reflexes aren't going to be as fast. That's what's happening.
That third quarter is
but
no
good
for you.
But if you guys play Russell Westbrook and Rondo one more fucking time together, just fucking go home.
Our guards are hurt.
Just go fucking home. Find a fucking guard. Find a Gary Payton III. You got
fucking Kendrick Nunn is out, and THT is out.
Find a fucking guard. Somebody.
Gary Bradley.
These guys fucking suck, man. Don't put two fucking playmakers who can't shoot together on the court. It's just Melo's not going to save you every time. But they don't see it, and coaches are ignorant.
Two games we lost while we were up 26-18, which should have been victories.
Yeah. You got smoked in the third quarter.
Damn, those are two bad numbers. Weren't Philadelphia up 26-18 versus the Hawks, and they lost those two games? 26-18, exact
yeah,
numbers,
26-18.
Right?
That's not a bad lead, though.
26 points?
To 18?
Against a winless team?
Yeah.
And then they lost again after that, and then you went up 18, and then they came back and beat you again? And then they didn't win anymore?
You'll get it together.
We'll get it. LeBron be back. Hopefully, LeBron, we need to know if he'll be back by the time it's time to play in the Garden so I can buy these tickets.
That's just like $500 to sit anywhere.
I know.
Look at you.
What?
Fucking podcast money is great.
You guys would like to know.
So the down bad team of the week is the Lakers third quarter. Shout out to the Almanac Show. Go catch their newest episode releasing tonight. By the time you hear it, it should be already up by the time you hear this episode.
The way these motherfuckers move, this shit might be out already. We ain't been on social media.
Yeah, these motherfuckers be all over that shit.
I love it, man. I love it. Everybody's working. I love it. Shout out to the Almanac Show. I need that Andy shirt with him as Bob Backlund putting somebody in a CrossFit chicken wing.
Me?
I didn't want to say it. So let me look up a little bit.
All right, I'll do it.
Just volunteer for the merch.
I'll do it.
King of the Court Podcast, Season 4, Episode 2. We are out.
Holla.